right, here we are again. Project Review with Q. PRQ. Let's call it PRQ. Hey, call in and let's talk about projects we might want to put through or any other dialogue you want to talk about. I'm here. It was so fun to have the mermaid the last couple hours with us. Again, the phone number is 323-744-4831, BBS Radio. And hopefully I didn't bludgeon that. BBS Radio has been so good to me. Any calls you want to take on in this hour, I'm here for you. They'll need time to populate their calls here. So in the meantime, what if we go through some interesting information? Let me know, BBS Radio, when you have a caller for me, assuming somebody wants to talk to me. You can start to see, you know, solutions on this planet pretty quickly. When you look at your history over the course of 100 years. So your projects that you're submitting to us should be pretty simple. And a lot of it has to do with freedom and, you know, opportunities that you're inspired to execute. And you don't need me. You need you, obviously. So why do we not let our projects get facilitated because of our own? Okay, Donna on the call here. Donna, are you on there? Sorry, Donnie. Thank you. Donnie, are you there? Donnie.
Is this, are we on cue? This Donnie and Corinne.
We are experiencing interesting interference today. Thank you so much for your patience.
Do you hear us, Q? This is Donnie and Corinne from Arizona.
Definitely know who you are. And it's a privilege and an honor to hear you guys again.
No, Q. It's our honor and privilege and great love to you, sir. So, yeah, we are, this is beautiful. So, Sunshine, Mermaid, and you, Q, we're discussing, for lack of a better word, it's not telepathy, but it's telepathic connectivity. And the aspect of it, the synchronicity and the beauty of how it flows. So where I'm going with this is that Donnie and I continually and repeatedly run into this over and over and over. And in my what you call dreams, but we're aware now it's an aspect of our continuum timelines, if you were. So we exist all at once. And like you once said, but not quoting you, from what we comprehend, the light, the shaft of light in us, the more we grow it and hold it, we're starting to recognize, even in my dreams, I personally am recognizing that it's an aspect of me that's living, that it's in reality, if you will, from what I'm claiming and recognizing. So in essence, some of this aspect is discerning whether there's an aspect of an individual that you so value and love. My father, his name was Seymour, but he saw more, right? I love his name. No coincidence, Seymour. Well, and Donnie's mother, beautiful aspect of light, similar to Mermaid, and our brother-in-law, my brother-in-law, Jeff, has a beautiful aspect. So as they transition here, what we recognize is the difference between the dark as we follow you, right? And are you still there, Q? Sorry.
Please keep going.
Yes, yes. So as we continue, sorry, I heard a weird clicking noise, so didn't know you were there. But as we continue, we can tell when I awake in my dream state, this is a fascinating aspect that Sunshine brought up, and Mermaid, is the concept of discerning who is in our reality, even in our dream state of reality, which isn't a dream, if that makes sense. So I love this because I was so excited, didn't even expect to call in, but the excitement in me of knowing what you said to you today, peace energy. Because peace energy is the key. QI, quantum integration, not K-E-Y, right? That's my heart. Like, it just felt so beautiful whenever I knew when Donnie's mother would show up or my father, juxtaposed to an individual that kind of what we call shape-shifting, I mean, for lack of a better word, as my father or Donnie's mother or Jeff, my brother-in-law, would come into my realm of a dream state, which was an aspect of my reality. But I'm like, this isn't them, because it was more intrusive, if you will. It wasn't peace energy cue. So can you extrapolate on that, or am I along those lines of what you were just discussing in the past space-time, if you will, with Sunshine and Mermaid? Does that make sense?
Well, it looks like I have at least one fan, one follower. I got one follower. This is great. I can't wait to see what I can't wait to see how you do. Out of all the people that are going to go out and do the work, I wonder. I'm going to get any more. Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you for endorsing me.
Oh, now I just need your signature on a book, Q. I'm just kidding. That was a stupid joke. Could I get a courtesy laugh on that?
Yeah,
but thank
yeah.
you, Q.
I was wondering if I was going to sign my signature. One day I decided to practice it. I was like, what was my, never mind. Even that's awful. half Q, baby Q. I don't know. It's really valuable information you're pulling forward. What do you want to do with the information? You know, I'll start asking questions. Is that okay?
Please.
So, with great respect and great appreciation, I've known you for a while now in this reality, and you have changed dramatically. Your knowledge has increased, and so has Donnie's.
Right. Absolutely.
Can you tell me what has changed in your life that has increased your knowledge? So I can answer your actual question.
Conscious gateways comes to mind. So when Zosha, for example, Suzanne, speaks to you and Mermaid and Donnie, honey, I'll give you that because I'm speaking for me, Q. Do you think so, babe? Okay. It's conscious gateways, Q. It's your vibration. It's your resonance is what kicks us off. It grows our light. And don't get me wrong, there are many moments, as you know, Hugh, that we don't hold it and we drop in frequency, if you will, for lack of a better description. However, the bridge person, as you and Mermaid so graciously explained, as you said to us a while back, I don't know if it's a year ago. I really don't recollect the time space. But what hit me off is It's knowing how the light knows the light. The light ignites within each other. But the dark, we don't see the dark until they show themselves. So like a chessboard, if anybody's ever played a game of chess, I feel like that's when they show themselves. And it's up to me to choose, Q, in the game of chess. Do I contract? Do I shake my hand with them once I recognize it? Well, it depends on, do I give up an aspect of myself as a pawn, but you're not going to get my king and queen, which is my heart. So I'm just sharing with you that when we recognize our light, we hold it, through our commands, through on Amatron, through clearing, this is what's grown in us. It's but you're the aspect of you. When you thank you, you have no idea what you do. You have an idea. You have a huge idea on how it just raises our light to a flame, and that we hold that flame. That's it.
Right, and also living in the present. Thank you. You taught us. And not worrying about the future and courting yourself to the past. You know, that I think is so huge.
That's it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. So let's get back to your question now. What do we do? So how are we going to work with this new information? How are we going to work with it? How do we, you know, if we're all disciples of each other, what are we going to do with it? How do we move forward is my question for everybody.
Do we pay it forward? Do we play it forward? Do we play it forward like music? Plays.
Mm-hmm.
And we pick it up when you say it, when you speak to us. So when we're holding the light and know that, igniting others just by being ourselves in love and light, non-judgment.
Mm-hmm. How does that work for the everyday man? What do we do to translate that information? Who's our translator, by the way? Do we need a translator, or are we able to translate that information on our own, regardless of a level of awareness?
If it's from the heart, on our own, you just ignite the individual by giving them love, because we do it. I call myself hummingbird, but Donnie is right there with me as the divine male. So I'm not counting me. I'm just, where I'm going with that cue is an aspect of you. We're the Merkaba. I love that word when you play with mermaid. It's not Merkaba at all. Donnie and I know that. This is Merkaba. Donnie said tomato, tomato. But the key, the quantum integration is heart to heart, leading from the heart, is what you always said. That's it. That's the quantum integration. How do you feel about that?
I feel through you, so it looks like you got it right from your point of view.
Aww. I love you, Q. And we will, for lack of a better word, bow down now, pause. I would say shut up, but one day you told me that doesn't feel good. So I won't say shut up, but I will say I'll pause and give it to someone else. We honor and love you. Our greatest love to you and Mermaid and the Q team. Love you guys.
Love you too, Don. I love you as well, Don. It doesn't feel like work. It's just a drive for us. So I want you to know that we just want more input, as much input as you can give it. So what I'd like out of this call, if you don't mind, is in your community where you experience life, where do you think there's gaps and or opportunities to improve it? And why, and by the way, why do you get to measure improvement measures at the same time? So not only are we going to question the improvement measures, we're going to question is what does people need and why are we the decision makers? Because we are that powerful now. Could you explain that to me where you live? Not an easy question. It's really not an easy question. So I think I'm right. They think they're right. We can do this all day long, but if we really get to the root cause analysis of why people are struggling, it would appear to me in their interpretation of consciousness is they're never free to be free. But I need to learn, just like you do. Please explain to me what's going on in your community. Take them from the list there. What's the first one? Stu Robin, please.
Hello, Q. I didn't hear what you said, but I think I hear you now. So, I just wanted to say, before I ask my question, the shows were absolutely wonderful today. And when you were talking to Mahala, I literally felt your love and tears just came to my eyes. I was just so overjoyed with such a beautiful emotion. So thank you for sharing that, the two of you. I just felt it. It was amazing. And listening to Sunshine today, talking about the election, and it's been an interesting week this week where I'm at, and I felt some very different kind of feelings throughout the week, and it kind of seemed like I was in a different timeline because it was like there were no people around and everything just went quiet. It went from my phone going off all the time where I just wanted to throw it out the window because it was so annoying, to just peace and quiet. But yet I felt a negative type of vibration. And one of my questions is was I feeling the collective? Because I kind of went into a little slump and I wasn't sure what it was all about, because I had just had a great weekend and then Sunday it just started raining and I could just feel this negative vibe around me. And I did my commands. I did what I could to, you know, stay in my highest frequency. I couldn't get outside because the weather was bad. And during your show today, while you guys were talking with Sunshine, I was actually out in the backyard. And when you guys talked about being in nature, I got to tell you, it was so wonderful being out there and just raking leaves and just being in the moment of being out in nature. So amazing show. I have been experiencing visions, a vision in the shower again. Now, this has been going on for the last 2 years. It's on and off. And after having a one-on-one with Saskia, she just told me to observe it. So it came back again this time, only it was a little bit different. And it wasn't anything scary or nefarious. But I started saying my commands as I saw it, and I kept saying that I am the divine source and, you know, whatever command that was coming to me at the time. And I just observed it, and it seemed like a dark spot in the middle, and then it just grew into this beautiful white light. And it had like some kind of electrical around the outside of it, but it was just, and it got big like it normally does, and then the more I said my commands, it dissipated. And I guess my question is, to, am I creating that when I'm doing my commands in the shower, or is that just something that is different? I'm very confused about it.
Yeah, great question. And it's exactly what I would expect and appreciate. I really appreciate this question. Okay, so if I believe in a symptom, if I believe in a disease, as an example, am I reinforcing it, is what you just asked me. Is that correct?
Well, I don't refer to it as a disease or a symptom. I mean, that's not what I was. I mean, it just appears.
Okay, I want so, like, there's something wrong that I want to heal. How about that?
Okay, yeah, all right.
There's something that I don't prefer. I want to remove. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay, so. So we'll talk about the shower in a second here, but okay. So I am not feeling great. I have thoughts that are not mine. We can do lots of this dialogue. If we need something outside of ourselves to solve the problem, then why did we get the problem in the first place? Is my question to you. Is there a biosphere? This is not a judgment statement. Did I go into a city? Did I go to work where there's unbelievable volumes of people who have agendas and so forth? And so why do I need to heal? Why do I need to remove and strip that? Is actually a tool to show you how sensitive you are now. Why do I feel so much more than I used to? Is that really the question?
Possibly. I do know that I did feel some sickness because I was actually, I'm finding there's things that I don't really, really prefer anymore. And I think I'm getting sick from doing them. I just,
that's,
you know, because I don't,
normal.
I'm
very normal.
That's
exactly what I would want to hear based on my positioning of the questions. So I am getting sick mailing a letter at the post office. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, it is.
Why would I spend my time going to the post office to send the IRS a response letter? No one wants to do that, correct?
Right. And I do believe I'm finding out that there's things in my life that are not my highest excitement anymore. And I know that I need to make changes, and I will make those changes, but I'm the type of person that has to process through a little bit. And then once I figure it out, I move forward.
So what do you want to accomplish today? You already solved your own problem, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And I just got to roll with my heart. And I know, you know, this whole homestead, I want to spend more time doing it. And I'm finding that other things in my life are taking up my time. And I don't like that. And I want to be able to do the things that I prefer to do. So changes are coming. And the whatever I'm seeing in the shower, that I guess that was my main thing. I don't feel that it's nefarious. I did reach out to the Cretan Lightship at one point in time, and they thought it might have been a vortex or a porthole, but I don't believe it's that. It doesn't look like that.
Yeah, you can play with it a lot of different ways. So just keep playing with it.
Yeah.
Just really fun. Thank you so much for, you know, your submittals to us are beautifully helping so many others. So when you submit to us,
absolutely,
so many people learn from you. just never
thank
stop.
Thank you. And whatever I can. Thank you so much. No, we're good. Thank you so much. Great show today. Thank you.
Thank you. PBS Radio, I'm going to need your help. I did not write down the next person. Mary from California, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Q. Can you hear me this time?
I can.
Hello?
New York couldn't get through, so...
I'm originally from New York, so maybe that helped. I don't know.
Maybe that did help. Mary, what you got going on today?
Well, please, if I can. You know, I'm not real good at asking for things, and I'm sorry if I sound like a doofus sometimes, but I'm more of a doer and a giver. And so asking for help is kind of hard for me, but I would really love some paralegal help. And I'd like to get these homestead documents completed. And I did have a really great quick claim kind of experience from doing my commands and asking for help, because I got rejected from my phone calls from a couple of different, like a group, a document company that was referred to me by a title company. And then a man who asked, like, way too many questions. And I was, you know, I'm very nice about it. But I just went, well, what am I going to do? I just have to. Can I do this by myself, but not without a second set of eyes? And then a woman called me that I had phoned. And she was so nice. And she wrote out all the instructions in an email and sent them to me because she was too expensive. She just came right out and said, Marie, you're on a fixed income. I want to help you. And she was the help I was asking for. And I was like, yay, thank you. I haven't had a chance to look at it. But, you know, for me, I felt like, you know, my commands were really, things are really turning forward more quickly and kind of in bursts more than little gentle waves like they had been in the past. And strangely, like when I was typing about the Constitution in 1787, and I had that big blast of energy, I really wasn't sure what was happening because it was so strong. And I thought maybe I had forgotten and I ate a cookie or something, but I didn't. And I knew what was happening. And I said to you when you asked me, how did it make me feel? And I said, powerful. And I didn't mean that in an arrogant ego kind of way. I just meant it was like, we're really doing this. This is really happening. It's empowering. Maybe my choice of words were, I hopefully not, you know, confusing and arrogant in any way. But a lot of my information strangely comes to me knowledge when I'm washing dishes. And I don't know if it's the warm water or just I get into that state of like peace when I'm doing something sort of mundane like that, like outside doing the yard work. But the dishes, washing dishes, it sort of brings in information. And what came in last week for me was, strangely, as BK was on the phone, Topanga Canyon and Malibu. For me to homestead, because I've been asking my spirit. And then you talked about that today on, you know, the timeline program, I think it was. And I was really grateful that you did, because I kept wondering why. And I was looking at moving back to the area that I moved to when I first came to California when I was 21, which is about 45 minutes or so north of that. And so I guess that's on the table for me. And I just felt really like this state of bliss in my heart when that knowledge came through. And thank you for guiding us all and helping us. And this homesteading is very important. I know it is for me. And I have a bit of a witness dilemma, but other than that, I don't know anybody. So I'm trying to figure that out. But I think a lot of those questions that I have could be answered by a paralegal. I think you said there was one in California for us. Is there?
Yes, we have several. It's so dear to hear this. There's, you know, Topanga and Topanga. We used to call that whole area different words. So now we have to adopt the words that you would identify with. So incredible, yes.
What were the words? Can you tell us? Or is that like, doesn't matter anymore? Or?
No one's going to understand them. So it's a very powerful area. So when we go, Huanga would be our legacy words.
Okay.
And now you use consonants. This is a thousand years of thousands and thousands and thousands. I'm talking 10,000 years of identifying a region on a planet. So when you say Topanga or Chipanga, it doesn't really... The legacy definition of that area, as an example, it's obvious why you're calling today and why the other individual called today. Huanga would be what we would be used to. That's what we would be used to.
I see.
And it not only would associate frequency to an area, we wouldn't have to define geography to, you know, where we're going to live. We defined where we're going to live based on our frequency. Very tricky, isn't it? Because we know we own that area because of our heart center. It says it's where I want to live. It's not about definition of title or identity or ownership. Mm-mm. We don't understand ownership. None of us ownership. Buying things is very new to us. We don't understand buying things. This is very bizarre to us. To buy something is very bizarre. But to be a participant in the land is very ancient for us. Very ancient.
And being back by the ocean for me is like, something, I'm up on the bay, up in the north part of the bay, and this is like gangster city here. It's like such a weird area. But there's a lot of work to be done here, especially for the animals. And I'm with LWS and, you know, saving my home from foreclosure and making it my first CAC center so that I can do that work here, because honestly, I could not leave and feel my heart would be breaking for the animals if I left and didn't do something for them to help them, because I don't want to say this and I don't want to say negative things, but somehow the people here, they don't all get it. And maybe they will eventually, but over the few years that I've been here, it's been a crisis. So.
Well, we'll get that taken care of. No problem.
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call. Appreciate it. And love you so much. Thank you.
Love you so much. BBS Radio. BBS Radio. I'm going to call it a day today. It's been a privilege and honor to be with all of you today. And today I'll end right now. I love you so much. I love you so much. BBS Radio. Go ahead and play the song. I love you. Have a beautiful day.